So as it relates to today's daf, just three ha'aris. So number one, the Gemara just mentioned different words that Chazal didn't really know what they meant. And just based on the travels of Rabbi Akiva, the travels of Rebbe, Asmaisa Shahoya Kachoya with Levi, Amsa de Be Rebbe, Rabbi Bar Barchana, and his encounter with Ataya, they were able to come to some clarity as to what exactly the definition of these words meant. So as it relates to Amsa de Bei Rebbe, just one beautiful Maramakan, and that is the Abar Benel wrote a pirish on Pirkei Avos. It's called Nachlas Avos. And he wrote a Hakdama to his pirish on Pirkei Avos. And his Hakdama, he talks about some Jewish history, Tanoim specifically. And he comes to his discussion of the great Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So it's just Pasha Kedai, it's 10 lines, just to read inside the Abar Benel's Hesped, literally, this is what it is. One paragraph on who Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the author of the Mishnah. Rebbe, he's mentioned throughout Shas, just a good opportunity to learn a little bit more and to appreciate a little bit better who the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was. So says the Abar Benel, literally in his words, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi zeh, hayumuchter b'kol haksarim. He had all the crowns. V'sholim b'kol ha-mailas. And he had all the mailas. Yochid b'doiroi, v'echad b'zmanoi. He was literally a once in a generation. Ki hu haya miyuchis, he had tremendous yichus, came from Hillel HaZaken. Bar Urion u'bar Avon, mi mishpachas beis David, shishi lehil. He was sixth generation, the Hillel. Haya asher muflik, he was extremely wealthy. K'may sha'amru, the Gemara says above, Metziah daf pehe, ar huraye, the Rebbe hu otir min shvar malka. His gabai, meaning one of the people that worked for him, was wealthier than the king of Persia. Haya bal maila v'kofit. He was also a very, very respected person. He was such a bal kovid, he was so respected, that even the Roman Caesar Antoninus was his best friend. This was an aberration, that the Nasi of Klai Yisrael should get so much covered, literally from all the heads of states all over the world, specifically the Roman Emperor. K'may she'amru, like the Gemara says, V'shem Yimosh Rabbeinu V'ad Rebbe, Lo'yro'u Torah V'gdula B'makam Echad, Ho'yesholim B'midoysa. Not just that, he had incredible midos. K'may she'amru, Soita Daf Memtes, V'shemets Rebbe, Botla Anova V'yir Aschet. So, despite the fact that he had all these mailos, he was muchta b'kol aksarim, he was sholim b'kol ha-mailos, he was also humble. So much so that mi shemeis Rebbe batla anov, ad she'amru, shemei oylam lehichnis yodei tachas avneitoi. He was also a kaddish. He literally never put his hand underneath his belt. U'b'shas p'tirasoi, when he was nifter, sokaf, yuretz ma'oisav, he lifted his 10 fingers, lefnei yoitzroi, v'omar ribonu sholoylam goliv yadu lefanecha, shemei yomai loy henesi afilu be'etz b'ktana sholi. Because he was such a Kaddish and he was such an Anav, Nikra Rabbeinu HaKaddish. He was referred to as Rabbeinu HaKaddish, just to be Medayik Dabar Benel. The reason he was called Rabbeinu HaKaddish is not only because he was such a Kaddish, but also because he was such an Anav. Ubavur Raif Kedushase V'Anvesanusoi Nikra Rabbeinu HaKaddish. Hayuchachem B'Torah Shebalpeh U'B'Torah Shebikzav. He was a tremendous chacham and teirish of alper and teirish of exam. V'kolu b'chol ha-chachmois. And he knew all the chachmois. Achim b'bereishis rabba amru. So much so that in bereishis rabba they say, v'zorach ha-shemesh uva ha-shemesh. Amrav abba barkano. Yoyim shemes rabbi akiva, noilad rabbi. V'kara olav, v'zorach ha-shemesh uva ha-shemesh. What does the Bar Benel mean with this line? I think it means two things. Number one, he means the pasuk of Vizarech Hashemesh, Ba Hashemesh, that before Hashem takes a tzaddik away from the world, there's always a new tzaddik, his replacement, that's already been born. But the pasuk that's used to describe this, the metaphor, is Vizarech Hashemesh. So if Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was called the Shemesh, that's obviously very revealing about who he was. He's the Shemesh. He's literally a shining light onto all of mankind. But I think that Bar Benel means more than that. V'zorech Hashemesh uva Hashemesh. Who was Rebbe replacing? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was born on the day that who was Nifter? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Nun Sharei Bina. If Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the V'zorech Hashemesh of the uva Hashemesh of Rabbi Akiva, what does that tell you about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? V'hirbitz Torah v'Yisrael Shanim Rabbis. He was Marbitz Torah for many years. Ad Shemipnei Zeh Kiro'u Rebbe Stam Behechle. He became known as Rebbe. Literally, he's Rebbe. In Shas, he's known. Everyone else is Rebbe this, Rebbe that. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rebbe because he was the Rebbe of everybody. Continues the Abarbanel, he was also a master of language. Ad shachachamim hayu loimdim pirish mashenishtab b'shalei miyoseis amikra. So much so that the chachamim, here's the punchline, when they were unsure of the definition of certain words, they would learn it not from Rebbe but midivrei avodavu misharsav, from his misharsim, kimavur b'rosh hashanah daf chavav amid beis. He was such a master of language that anyone that was around him knew language so well that literally the Chachamim would learn the definition of words in Tanakh and Mishnayos from Amsa de Bei Rebbe. Ubechlal shayu by kol hashlemiyos. He had everything. Ukumay shamir Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechai. Shehanoi, he was handsome. Koyach, strength. Oisher, chachma, zikna, seifa, kovid, bonim, no lehem letzadikim, v'no le'olam, v'she'elu zayim midas neskaimu b'rebi u'bonav. Fascinating. 10, 12 lines of Lashoyne Azov, pun intended, of the Abarbanel, as it relates to describing who Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was. Why are we mentioning this? For one, Agav Urche Kamashmalon, which is that he mentioned one of the milas that Rebbe had was that he was a master of language, and so much so that anybody that was associated with him and affiliated with him had that same mastery and same proficiency. Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara Roshon Dachavov says that the Chachamim, when they wanted to know what certain words meant, they would literally go to Amsa de Bei Rebbe, mamish, go to her, and she was able to shed a little bit of insight. That's the first Torah.